Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boscherman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for the month of April 2022 for the collective, as well as the forecasts for each individual life path number. Before we get into the forecast, I want to mention that this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. So April is a 10-1 month. So ultimately a 1 month. We're going to be looking a lot at the energies of the 10 because that is significant, but we will break it down with a 1 as well. So we're officially in Aries season. April is considered, of course, Aries season. It's the beginning of the astrological new year. And in numerology, this year, April is a universal cycle of 1. So this is a tremendous amount of fire energy, of initiation, getting started on something, taking a big risk, saying yes to inspired action, and allowing yourself to be bold in your choices and how you move forward. This is the month to take those big ideas from March and begin to take action. Last month was sort of the incubation period, a time for creating space, exploration, and planning. This month is all about getting the green light and taking off like never before. The vision, the spark that was ignited and came in for us last month is now ready to grow and will require our focus and dedication. So there may be several things ready to take off for you this month, and you may need to prioritize your time and your energy to determine which ones hold the most value for you in getting you to wherever it is you're trying to go. So be mindful of the kindling you're using, body, mind, and spirit, to fuel the fire of this new endeavor or endeavors. So right out of the gate in April, we have this Aries new moon occurring on April 1st. So again, we start the month off with an explosive amount of energy and fire, and this one energy will be amplified. Pay attention to the emotions that surface for you really all month, because we end the month with an eclipse. So there will be a tremendous amount of energy to work with, to harness, and to channel into something powerfully positive and productive. So be very intentional with how you choose to participate and how you choose to work with all of this fire. It'll be very easy to fall into either extreme of this energy this month. So be sure to listen to my moon videos covering the numerology and energy forecast for the new and the full moons for really the most comprehensive understanding of what we are working with this month when we're talking about the illumination of those moon cycles, as well as for the eclipse at the end of the month. I highly recommend listening to that again for sort of the biggest picture of this energy that we're working with, especially for April. This is a big, big month. So the month of April holds the energy of 10-1. This is an incredibly beautiful energy for bringing people together. The 10 coupled with the energy of the 1 really signifies this idea of bringing peace or contributing towards peace through the individual presence. So to understand that, when we speak of oneness, we refer to the energy of oneness, the divinity within all, of life, all beings. So again, it's an energetic focus. Oneness does not negate your own individual identity, thoughts, experiences, beliefs, individual truths, or individual autonomy. However, it is the understanding that this energetic oneness creates the opportunity for individual action to eventually have a greater impact on the whole, the collective. We are all made up of energy, and when our individual vessel moves or manipulates that energy in some way, it eventually creates a ripple effect. Therefore, our individual choices help to establish peace and fellowship through, again, our individual presence. and our individual choices. They contribute towards seeing the same energy and presence play out within the greater collective. So the point being, be very aware, especially this month in April, of how you choose to contribute. The influence of this 10 energy also brings with it the potentiality for luck, success, honor, and material rewards. You could have opportunities to share your wisdom from past experiences in a way that can carry wide and pronounced benefits. This is a time to put yourself out there in ways that may feel very, very uncomfortable, but that also feel aligned. So be bold. Share your wisdom in ways that feel good for you, even if it's outside of your comfort zone, especially if it's outside of your comfort zone. That which you initiate under this energy throughout April is bound to be successful. This 10 energy brings with it a sort of a turning of the tide. That which you have been working towards can now come in. You may see a series of events bring great success and the potential for material accomplishment. This is the start of a new cycle, and you get to decide what direction you'll move this energy towards. Remember that the innovative ideas and the fresh beginnings, including events that appear to be merely coincidental, are all results from efforts you have already expended. You've always been the magician of your own story. So April is an incredibly powerful month, kicked off by a dynamic new moon and closed out with a monumental eclipse. Everything in between has the potential to pack just as much punch. So take inspired action this month, stand up and stand out, even if you have to stand alone initially, and be bold about going after what you truly desire. And this energy will work with you in ways you can't even begin to imagine. Remember that you hold the power when it comes to creating the life of your dreams. It may be very uncomfortable at times, but don't give that power away. Recognize where you hold the power, as well as recognizing and acknowledging where your natural limitations are, so that you can also ask for help where you need it. And then accept that assistance graciously, without shame. There is power in recognizing when we need to ask for help and in doing so. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at the forecast for the individual life path numbers for April 2022. Life path number 5. I pulled an animal spirit card for you all for April, and you got owl spirit. So the message from owl is your ancestral spirit guides are offering you guidance now, so pay close attention to signs and omens from them. So interesting thing about owl is a few things. One is they're considered the night eagle. They're considered sort of like the messengers from the gods in a lot of sort of ancient cultures. Also with them is they can see through the illusions. They can see through the darkness, right? And even if it's dark, they can still see the light, so to speak. So there's a lot here around paying attention to the downloads, the messages, the synchronicities, the sort of those situations that happen and we don't really have an explanation for or a logical explanation for, like going for a walk and finding a feather or something like that, or I don't know. I can't think of any examples just off the top of my head, but those things that just seem like almost like deja vu or just seem otherworldly, like very cosmic, like you just cannot wrap your logical mind around whatever this is. Pay attention to those moments this month, especially because I feel like there's a lot of hidden wisdom in that for you. And if you take the time to explore it, you may come across some answers to questions that you've been asking. Especially with owl spirit showing up. There may also be something here for you around cutting through any illusions. So recognizing that what you see in the physical reality is not always the full story. Typically, it's not. There's usually a lot more happening behind the scenes, and to trust that and to understand that. And so, again, that can be in relationships or whatever, or things happening within your own personal life. Just understanding that there's always more at play. There's always, you know, what we can comprehend is so, small compared to what's actually going on, you know, within the universe and within our own realm. And so I would just say, pay very close attention to the magic this month, to, again, those moments, those experiences that just feel otherworldly, that you can't explain. You know, running into somebody and you just feel like you've known them your whole life, even though you're just met. All of those things, all of that, those little bits of magic that happen, and sometimes we aren't aware of it or we explain it away. I would say this month, those experiences are going to be very significant for you. And I would take the time to, again, sit with them, explore them, journal about them, whatever, to see what comes to you around those experiences. There's definitely something here around seeing beyond the illusion, around paying attention to the synchronicities and the coincidences and all of those things, because I feel like those are going to be messages from beyond that are really assisting you in your journey, or trying to assist you in your journey, right? Because our spirit guides can always try to reach out to us, but if we're not paying attention, or if we try to explain it away, the message gets lost in translation. And so they'll keep trying to deliver it. So, you know, but it's up to us to take the time to try to decipher it and sit with it. So anyway, so I think that could be coming in pretty strongly for you all this month. Pay attention to the magic is how I will leave that. So when I look ahead at the month for you all, interesting energies. So beginning of the month, this is really kind of where I feel like OWL is coming in really, really strongly. I feel like there's some kind of, either you're going to be meeting somebody who feels like you've known them your whole life, or this is where it's like the messages from the ancestors are trying to come in for you, or whatever you subscribe to, right? Like it could be your higher consciousness trying to get in touch with you, or, you know, your inner being, or whatever, you know, the divine, the universe, whatever you subscribe to. But there's something here around a really soft, nurturing, beautiful message coming through from someone, whether that's someone unseen, again, like an energy, or if it's an actual physical person, like you run into someone and you just feel like you've known them across lifetimes, that person or that experience or that energy is going to be very significant, I feel like. And I feel like that's going to occur at the beginning of the month at some point. There's this energy of like nostalgia. So it might even be you like just reminiscing about something that really felt good for you, or felt, made you feel safe and secure and loved, or whatever. You could really be like brought back to that moment or that experience this month, especially the beginning of the month. And I would say, pay attention to that. What was it that you really loved about that? Who were the key players in that experience? What made that experience come to an end? What were the circumstances? Is that something you're still moving through? All of those things, really sit with it, because there's significance there, whether it's just helping you to move on from that experience, not that you want to forget about it, but so that you're not living in that moment that's already passed, and that you can start living in the present, right? Which is where you're currently living. So there's definitely something here coming in for you around that sort of nostalgic feeling. And I would say embrace it as well, because it usually, when nostalgia comes in, it is a beautiful feeling. It's a beautiful moment. And, you know, we should cherish that and acknowledge that. We just don't want to sort of move into that space to the point to where we resent where we're at now. So I feel like something could be coming in for you around that at the beginning of the month. And again, sometimes that nostalgia can point out where there's still some healing that needs to be done, or where, you know, there's some things that we need to release. Not necessarily forget about, but release enough to where we can, again, move into the present moment and out of the past. So middle of the month, there is definitely an energy here around some kind of like self-built barriers that are holding you back that don't need to be there. And so I feel like there's going to be some kind of understanding coming in for you mid-month that is going to require you to make a decision. And this is interesting because I also can see owl energy here. There's something around not being able to see the full picture, not having, basically only being able to use your instincts and your intuition and your heart center to make this decision, that you're not going to have all the answers. You may not even have any of the answers, but there's going to be a point where you have to make some kind of a decision and you're going to have to trust yourself. And again, owl spirit being able to see through the darkness and continue to see the light, even when there's darkness, right? To find the nourishment. There's something around that. And following that, right? To make these decisions, whatever this decision may be. And also cutting through the illusions. So when you can't see the full story, then that tells you the story is irrelevant to your decision. And what's really relevant is how you feel about the situation and what decision feels right for you. And so I feel like that's going to be something that you really have to key into mid-month is, okay, the story is not giving me what I need to know. The external is not showing me what I need to know here. So let me close my eyes. Let me sink into this. Let me sink into the darkness and find that inner light to guide me. Right? So definitely something coming in there that when you can do that, when you can follow that intuition and that inner guidance around whatever this is and sort of drown out the external noise, I think you're going to find those barriers start to fall. So you're going to feel like you're getting more momentum, that you're able to actually maneuver quite well through the illusions, right? Like be like the owl and pierce through the night sky to find what it is that you're looking for through following that inner compass and that inner guidance. The more you look to the external with whatever this is, the sort of darker it becomes, like the more illusions and the veil becomes thicker type thing. It's just the feeling I'm getting here. So definitely, you know your own truth. You know your soul knows the direction it wants to move into. So trust that knowing. Okay, end of the month, there's something you have been maybe very patient about, waiting for some kind of an answer for, some kind of communication on. Some kind of opportunity to surface. I feel like that opportunity is surfacing at the end of the month, or at least an indication that that's coming. But there's definitely something here where you've been very patient, almost like you've been forced to be patient, but you've taken it in stride. And I feel like that patience is now paying off at the end of the month with this very beautiful offer coming in for you, whatever this could be. So that is beautiful. There's also something here around like this energy of like biding your time before you make an offer. So if there's something where it's like you want to make an offer to somebody about something, but the timing doesn't feel right, trust that knowing and just bide your time. Be a little bit more patient because you'll know when the time is right to sort of take that leap of faith or to, you know, initiate whatever that is. Now, this month is an initiation month. Like this is a great time to initiate things, make offers, make commitments, make bold choices, all of those things. And so it's very supportive for that. But if you don't feel, now I'm not talking about like fear, right? Like the mental fear, like I'm afraid to do this. I'm talking about like if you feel internally that, oh, there's just something off. There's just something that doesn't feel right. That's your indicator. Wait. Don't make the decision just yet. Don't make the offer just yet, because there will come the time where internally it feels right. And that's go time. Sometimes we have to cut through the mental fear though, to get to the answer. So you have to kind of distinguish between the two. Do you feel it in your mind or do you feel it in your heart? Do you feel it in your head or do you feel it in your heart? You see what I'm saying? And so if you feel fear and it's in your like gut or your heart, then that's probably an indicator to wait. But if you feel the fear in your mind, it's a thought, then it's probably you need to cut through that mental fear to get to how you actually feel, if that makes sense. So Interesting energies for you all, but beautiful. So just embrace owl as much as possible this month. And just remember, like, you know, you're not always going to have the answers before you can make decisions or before you're meant to make decisions on things. But just because you don't have the answers in the external, you will always have the answers internally. You will always know instinctively what to do. And there is no wrong decision. So how you feel in that moment is how you feel and what you're meant to sort of move through and move by. So honor that and trust that as much as possible. I hope this was helpful. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.